House Bill 1081, an act to allow school district to maintain permanent school records electronically rather than on microfilm. Is Representative Marshall here?
I need to go get them.
Okay, well, committee will stand at ease.
You want this to show deferred to another day on both of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have said that. The only medically accurate thing we've heard this morning is this is an after. Doesn't apply.
Other than kill him.
No, it's not, but the Kruzmark thinks we don't need it. And he's been trying to show me, and we haven't met up to it. And that's why I hinted at that, because I didn't know if he'd snuck in while I was testifying. But he wasn't there, and he walked in afterwards, just at the point where they were at, asking for opponents. And he looked at me, looked at Rick, and wasn't sure whether to come up with an opponent. He said, I'll talk to you later. So I appreciate the thought. It really is pretty harmless. But
pretty demanding, Senator Peterson. A stir stick.
We're out of stir sticks?
So what, you're going to take off then? Or is Cheryl going to handle
it? Well, because of. Originally, the appointment was at 9, and that was right when she was having court. And then she thinks she's going to be able to get done with court in time and pick him up and get out.
Where's the break?
It's right up here.
Oh.
I guess it's not a separated break. It's one of those cracks, but it's right by the growth plate.
Senator Kelly? Well, are you here to testify on 1081? That'd be fine. Why don't you tell me how my bill did? I didn't get any results from 113. I didn't get any results. You're not either. Go ahead. We will reconvene Senate Education and call for proponents of House Bill 1081. Proponents of House 1081, House Bill.
Thank you, Senator Olson. I'm Dick Kelly, Senator from District 13. House Bill 1081 is a permissive bill to allow school districts to maintain electronically rather than on permanent school records electronically rather than on microfilm. It will save the school storage space and money. The process of having the microfilm records is a time consuming, and it is getting more difficult to replace the microfilm equipment. The cost savings to the Sioux Falls School District, for instance, would be between $15,000 and $20,000. This bill is going to allow the district to maintain archived records more efficiently and economically, and an opportunity for the school districts to save some money at the same time. I would ask for your support of 1081, and there are probably a couple. Diana Miller is going to give you the full presentation of it, and I've got to get back to committee if you don't mind. So if there's any questions, I would. Otherwise, if you allow me, I'd like to leave before you.
Before we get to knock it in the head.
Maybe it won't taint the issue so much.
I can understand why you want to leave. And you're excused. Further proponents of 1081.
Thank you.
Further proponents.
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Education Committee. I am Diana Miller, and I represent the ESD Plus 6 school districts. And Senator Kelly pointed out this is permissive legislation. I think we've arrived in the age of technology where continuing to document records on microfilm is becoming rather difficult because it's hard to find equipment replacement for the microfilm machines. And we have now the ability to electronically record the permanent records. Now, I think Senator Kelly pointed out that one of the reasons we brought this to you is because of the storage issue. It will cut down on the storage space needed. Likewise, it meets one of the criteria that I've heard for many years. They want schools to operate more efficiently, more effectively, and the electronic method will do just that. One of the questions that has been posed to us when the bill came through the House was what would we do with the current records? And we're in the process. I think that varies between the larger schools. One thing that they're in the process of in Sioux Falls, I can use that as an example, they are looking at going back and electronically recording all of them. Meanwhile, they'll keep some on microfilm. They'll continue to issue those, but we will have permanent storage of all of those records. And it may vary. Some schools may decide to keep some of them on microfilm with the current equipment. Some may move all of it into the electronic arena. But it is protected there. We have the program that is probably as safe as anything else. So I would ask that the committee favorably look on House Bill 1081 as a real cost-saving and effective measure for school districts. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do believe Superintendent Holman is here also to answer any questions, or Business Manager Todd Veek. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Diana. Further proponents of 1081. Further proponents? Is there anybody here that is an opponent? Are there any opponents to 1081? Ms. Miller, would you come back to the chair just for a second? Chair has one question.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is, would we ensure adequate backup? Why don't you talk about the archiving of the electronic data?
Yes, Mr. Chair, in answer to your question, yes, we would have a backup system for the archives and that, a backup tape and that type of thing, such that there is no chance we would lose those. So we have the securities built in for that also with the system.
Is the design, that backup tape, if you will, would be at another location? I mean, you'd have multiple locations with it, or at least one other one off-premise, or?
That I'd have to check with people actually where they're going to locate them. I think that's best a question for the Sioux Falls people, and I think they're here. Why don't you ask that question to Superintendent Holman? If she could come up here, please.
Yes, Ms. Miller.
I'd like her to have the opportunity to appear before this committee also, because it is such a delight.
Highlight.
It is a highlight of my day, certainly.
Yeah. The only problem is she only has three highlights a week.
No, she's just used one. Senator Olson, yes, in answer to your question.
Could you please identify yourself for the record?
Superintendent Pam Holman, Sioux Falls School District.
Welcome, Pam.
We have a backup system in place of which that the CDs in this system are in cases of which they're not handled by human hands, so that extends the life of them, as well as when we duplicate copy, we store on-site and off-site with rotations.
Thank you very much. Question, Senator Dumal.
What happens right now, it's our student system, as you know, is online, at the entire statewide system. And our student records are then created, and the data is all through the computer system. And what we're required to do right now, at the point that we want to archive, we have to hard copy, print off the records, and then microfiche them back into a system. If we could go electronic, we would not have to hard copy off the results and then microfiche them. We would go from electronic to a CD storage.
Right. Okay, now you just hit on CD storage. How long do we have to keep those records, and can we read the CDs after that length of time?
The current CDs that we're utilizing, they're saying that they have a 30 to 300-year lifespan. Again, won't ensure beyond that. I'm sure the company's not wanting to say, we're going to guarantee 300 years, so they're saying 30 to 300. And so in our rotation, our plan is that we will do a copy of those CDs in probably year 20 to 25, and you just do a recopy, and it extends their life.
Senator Dumal.
I'm not concerned about the life of the CDs, to be honest with you. I'm concerned about the life of the technology that reads the CDs. Are we going to be, are we making provision to renew that information on the next generation of media electronic media that comes out?
Yes, that's our intent.
Further questions?
Sure.
Senator Boak?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Superintendent Holman, I'm just curious the format it's saved in. What, an Adobe-type file format or what? I mean, are they saved as actual picture copies of the documents in that format, or as Senator Dunwald, I think, was hinting, is that, you know, we started evolving programs so fast that pretty soon we can't read. We can read the CD, but we can't read the actual text on the document anymore because the programs no longer exist.
They are in image format. I mean, PDF, when you scan, and if you pull it back up, the printed copy off of that electronic storage is amazingly as clear as original.
Thank you. Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony on House Bill 1081 to committee discussion and or action. Senator Nestle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was kind of surprised to learn schools were still using microfilm. For me, it's kind of like 8-tracks. I've heard of it, but I'm not really certain. I thought maybe it was a rumor. I would move to pass.
We have a do pass motion from Senator Nesloff, seconded by Senator Knudsen. Discussion on the do pass motion. You know what a black and white TV is?
8-tracks were fun.
Senator Boak, do you have a?
No.
Okay. We do have a do pass motion. All those in favor of that motion will signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Dunwald, Knudsen,
aye.
Kleistra,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Boak,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
Moved by Nesselhoff, consent, seconded by Senator Knudsen. All those in favor of the consent calendar motion will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, 1081 is consent.